Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Nun Vav. Nida Nun Vav, we're on Nun Hema Beis. Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of responses related to the Siyum. Some details, Baruch Hashem, again, it's August 1st, 2 weeks from Thursday. We'll be starting with Mincha at 7:30. Mincha at 7:30 in Beth Abraham, which is Rabbi Neuberger Shul in Bergenfield. I'll be announcing the address if anybody needs, but that's the schedule. We'll be starting with Mincha, and then the Siyum Sudas Mitzvah, and then we'll have, again, the Shir on Brachas Dav Beis will be that night as well. Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so we'll announce more details as they become available. But now we are on Nun Hei Amah Beis in Meseches Nida, with only a couple of weeks left to this round of the daf. Okay, we started the previous day, the new parak, the seventh parak, Anida, Dama Anida, which lists off all many different items and their level of tumah. So we have the Tanakama held that Dama Anida and Besar HaMeis are Matame Lach V'Yavesh, and the second cheater of Yossi agreed by Damanita, by Psar Macy argued, but then we had another number of other items which everybody agreed are only Matame Lach, but not Matame Yavish. Zov, Neo, Roke, Vichulu. And the Brysa, just at the bottom of Nunhema Beis, quoted that there are nine liquids of a Zov, which are in the world of Tumah in some way. Three of them are not Tumah at all. Three of them are Mitame, like Tumas Mashkin, Beravius, and then three of them are Mitame Tumah Chamura. That was the last three, Zovo, Roko, and Meme Raglav. So now the Gemara just quoted a discussion related to the previous machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, but now we're going into what the sources are for a number of those items. How do you know a number of those items? On the second list, Dimas Eno, tears, Dama Gafaso, the blood of a wound of a Zav, and Chalav Aisha, and the milk of a Zava. Those three are considered Mashkim to be Machshel Kabal Tumah. So how does one know that is true, that they are considered three of the liquids? So now the Gemara brings Makaros, Dimas Eno, five lines to the bottom, Nun Hei Mabez, Dimas Eno, Dechsev, Vatashkemo, Bitdemos Shalish. So we see the verb Mashke, Ravatashkemo, next to Demo. So you see tears being referred to as a Mashke. Vidam Magafaso, Dechsev, where do we see the blood of a wound? Dechsev, Dam Chalalim Yishte, the blood of a literally corpse. And bodies. V'dam chalalim yishteh, he will drink. Again, so you see the word dam next to yishteh, you drink a liquid. So again, that's the raya. And we say malikali kule, malikali palke. What's the difference if it's just a wound as compared to somebody being killed totally? What's the difference if you kill part of them or you kill all of them? A phrase that's used elsewhere in Shas and by Rishonim. Malikule kule, malikali palke. So just like blood of a chalal, which is somebody who's dead, is considered a mashke, so too, just a wound would also be called a mashke. There's a machlokas we've shown him about dam hanida, whether dam hanida is considered dam magafasa or not in terms of heshel kabal tumah. It's machlokas Rashi in Maseches Shabbos and others. That is interesting, but it's not on the list specifically here, but it might be included in dam hamashke. Interesting, two other areas where we find that Mali Kali Kuge and Mali Kali Palgi is used. Number one is the Me'iri in Shabbos Kuf Zayin. The Me'iri discusses the Malacha of Chovel. The Gemara assumes in a number of places that Chovel, wounding, is Asar on Shabbos. But it's very not clear which Malacha of the 39 Chovel is. Chovel is not one of the 39. So which of the 39 do we put Chovel? So the Rambam puts it in Mefarek. The Rambam says, just like milking a cow, and just like getting the inside of a shell, right, threshing, that's dosh, mefarig is a told of dosh, so getting out from the inside, something that's usually in a different place, so that is the malacha mefarig. And so too, wounding, the Rambam says, is mefarig. Others say, Rashi, Masech HaShabbos, says, chova might be included in soveya, included in coloring, because I color the skin, or I even color under the skin. If it's a black and blue mark, that's what chovel is. But Rashi also quotes a day in Masech HaShabbos that it is shochet. And the Me'iri quotes our Gemara, mali kali kule, mali kali palge. It's shochet. Shochet isn't only killing a person, or killing an animal, but also wounding also is included in that in that definition. That is number one. The Meiri uses that in Shabbos Kuf Zayin to explain that Chovel is Mishum Shochet. Another just a source, Makar, where this comes up, the Mishnah Halachas, Rav Menashe Klein, at the end of a tshuva, he discusses a Gemara in Maseches Gittin. This is in Chelek Tezvav Simen Chafei, where he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Nun Zayinim Abeis, where the Pasuk discusses Mila, and the Pasuk says, based on the Pasuk, Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom Zu Mitzvah Mila, the Mitzvah Mila. On you, we were killed all day. We say that Baruch Hu, the Pasuk that reflects our Mesiras Nefesh, Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom Zu Mitzvah Mila. And the question that the Chassam Sofer asked there is, Mila isn't dying for Hashem. Ki Alecha Horagnu Kol Hayom. So why is that referred to as Horagnu if it's just Mitzvah Mila? That is, because Rashi there says, oh, because many times it comes up that people die through Mila. Right? It's a situation of Sakana. That's Rashi. Yizdamein l'famim shemes. But others say, maybe there's another pshat. Chassam Sofer there comments, halo ra'inu, shebez Hashem anachnu hayom kulanu chayim. So what is that? Isn't that, how could that be alluded to by Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayom? So he answers, Zechus HaMitzvah Megan. Really it is HaRagnu, but it's the Zechus HaMitzvah that defends and saves. Says the Mishnah Halachas, Ubanias Daiti Hikshesi, Tereinu Akshav Shagam Akum Moalim Ve'ina Mesim. Even non-Jews do circumcision, there's no mitzvah there, and they don't die. So again, how could that act of Mila be alluded to in Ki Alecha HaRagnu Kol Hayom if we see that there is no Misa? So Lafiani is Daiti, he says, our Gemara. If you say that Mali Kali Kuli Mali Kali Palke is connected to Chovel in terms of at least Hilcha Shabbos, right? We know Mila is the Malach of Chovel, according to most we showed him on Shabbos. And Chovel is Chayim Yishum Betilas Teshama, Mali Kali Kuli Mali Kali Palke. Then you understand that Halecha Haragnu, Haragnu doesn't mean always total Hariga. Imkein Be'emes Hamolus Beno V'Chovel Bo, Hariyu Chayim Yishum Betilas Teshama, V'Hari Nechlam Notel Neshama, the Mali Kali Kuli Mali Kali Palke. V'Zeh Sha'amar, Shkivan Sha'anan Mo'al in his Beneinu, Hari Halecha Haragnu Kol Hayom. It's considered a Mixas Hariga. Hamila Atzma Shemo. And that's Alfini Atzadi Zebez Hashem Davar Hagun. You don't have to say what Rashi says. You don't have to say what the Chassam Sofer says. Because really, that's a Mixas Hariga. And that's an interesting hashkafically that a father is ready to do this Mesira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An act that is halachically considered a Hariga based on Mali Kali Kuli Mali Kali Palge. And that's how the Gemara Gittin in Zion can refer to Mila as a Ritzicha. Okay, so that's the Be'iri, and expanded upon by the Mishnah Halachas. By the way, I mentioned that most Rishonim hold that Chovel is the Malacha that is done by Mila, and that's why you need the Pasuk of Yom HaShmini, Yuma Basar Alasa, to say that Shabbos is Nidcha Mishum HaMila Bismana. There are other Rishonim, the Be'iri also quotes a day that maybe the Malacha is Tikkun Mana, because a person is becoming a Mahul, becoming a full Jew, that's Tikkun. In a halachic way. So maybe that's the malacha, whether it's bonim, akim apatish. Interesting suggestion that is the malacha. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so we quoted what is the source for these three. The first two we did demas eno, we did dam chalalim. Next, third to last line, third one. Chalav ha'isha dechsiv. How do I know that chalav ha'isha, the chalav of esava, is considered a mashke dechsiv? Vatiftach es not ha'chalav. She opened the not ha'chalav atashkei when she gave to drink. Right, this is shoftim. This is Ya'el and Sisra. She gave him some more milk. The Gemara in Sota says she ought to do other things to help him get to sleep. Vatiftach es not ha'chalav. She gave him milk. The Chachmas Basal here is just Meir that Pasha's dad is talking about Chalav Behema. We're trying to prove Chalav Isha. Okay, a little Sarachian. Why we got a Pasik? That's not exactly parallel, but okay, it's Chalav. Next on the list. Meimei Raglav Minayin. How do we know that the Mei Raglayin of a Zava is included? Now we're switching over to the third list. The third list of the nine, Meimei Raglav is included in Tuma Chamura. Tuma Chamura, not just the Tuma Kala of Tumas Mashkin, that was on the second list, but Tuma Chamura. So how do you know? Maybe Raglav is included. Minalan Detanya Zovo Tamei, because the Pasuk says Zovo. It's his Zov is Tamei. V'chulu Vizos, and it adds on in the next Pasuk Vizos Larabo. So Zovo Tamei and this. So we darshan as if the vizos is going on the previous pasuk. Vizos l'rabos be'meiraglav. That's to include the meiraglaim of vizav. L'toma. For toma. So the Gemara says, v'alo dinu, what do you need a pasuk for? To include meiraglaim of vizav. I know it even without a pasuk, based on a svara. V'alo dinu, and as we know, svara is on the level of daraisa. Kavachomer also, uma rok habami mokum tara, tome rok of izav, which comes from a tar source, meaning a mouth is usually a tar source. If rok, which comes from a tar source, is tome, meme raglov, habon mimakum tame, inodichi yitveyan, me raglayim, which comes from the same source as the ziva, so surely that should be tame. So what do you need a pasuk for to teach me that meiraglaim of izav is tame? I know it from a kal v'chomer. Okay, if rok is tame, so surely the meiraglaim is tame. So Gemara says no kal v'chomer. Dam hayotzei mipi ha'ama yochiach. The dam that comes out from izav will be mochiach. If there's an emission of dam from the aver of izav, that would prove that this kal v'chomer doesn't work. Why? Sheba mimakom tame v'tar. We had that earlier in the Masechta, that if a Zav sees something red, or if a Zava sees something white, so it's not Tame. Right? It's only specifically each one of them to get a specific color that's going to be Vitami them. So Dam that comes from a male, from a Zav, will be Mochiach. Shebami Malkam Tame Vitar. That comes from Malkam Tame, and yet it is not Mitami the Zav, it's Tahar. Afata, Alta Tame Alzis. So don't be Mitami, don't wonder about this. Sha'afapi Shebami Malkam Tuma Yehe Tar. Even if it comes from Malkam Tuma, it should be Tar. And that's why I would have thought without the Pasuk about the Meiraglayim. Tamalomar Zovo Tame. That's why you need the Pasuk of Zovo Tame, Vizos, Larabos, Me Meiraglov, Lituma. To include the Meiraglayim for Tuma. Good. So that's how we know Meiraglayim Vizov is Mitame. The Rambam in Hilchos Mishkav Umoshav. Remember, we mentioned a number of times already, but just to review, so to get it cemented in our brains, the order of the Rambam in Hilchos Tara. Right? It's logical. All the halachas of the Rambam. We start off with the most extreme Tumah, Tumas Meis, which goes right into the connecting, and how do you get out of that? Paraduma. May Tumas Meis and Paraduma. Those are the ultimate Tumas. That goes into Tumas Saras, which is the next extreme Tumah, because that's also Tumas Ohel. The only other one besides Tumas Meis, which is Ohel, is Tumas Saras. So we have Tumas Meis and Paraduma going into Tumas Saras. We continue with the next level of severe Tumah, and that is Matami Mishkav Umoshav. Right, so those that are Mechusre Kapara, some of them at least are Matami Mishkav Umoshav. And then we get into Shar Avos Atuma. Those are all the Chamor Tumas. Then the last three, the next two are the lighter. The next one is Tumas Ochlen, which is the lower level of Tumah. The next one down. And then we have, ending off, Hilchos Kalim and Hilchos Mikvos, which are the more miscellaneous. Kalim also Mikab Tami and Mikvos, which is the Tahara process. So the Rambam and Hilchos Mishkav Umoshav, number of Rambams in Sefer Tahara today. In Hilchos Mishkav Umoshav, the Rambam writes in Aleph Yudalid, what he says is not the problem, but what his source is questionable. The Rambam says that Meiraglayim of a Zav is Tamei, why? Umeiraglayim of a Shechva Zaro, I efshar shalo yihye bohem tzichtzuche ziva kolshehu. It's impossible that in the Meiraglayim, in the urine that comes out of a Zav, there must be some ziva mixed in there also. And that's why the Meiraglayim of a Zav is Tamei. Beautiful reason. The problem is, it's not the reason that our Gemara gives. Our Gemara quotes a pasuk, the Meiraglayim is Tamei, included with Zovot Tamei Vizos. So they ask the Kesef Mishnah, why does the Rambam come up with a new makar? It's fine, beautiful makar, but my taima, right, kasev my taima, the Meiraglayim, my high taima, kashli dimanida yalach mi Vizos. I don't understand why. See, quotes, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, based on another Gemara, says the Kesef Mishnah. I saw one of the other achronim, the Marcheshes, suggests maybe there's another reason why the Rambam quotes a different makar. There is a Mordechai. I don't think we quoted this Mordechai yet. But there's a Mordechai who asks in these sugyas, why isn't when you have another mixture, Ziva and Shechva Zera? The Gemara said earlier that Shechva Zera of Izav is also Tamei, because he after that there's no Ziva within the Shechva Zera. So ask the Mordechai, why isn't the Ziva Batel Barov? Should be Batel in the Shechva Zera. There's a lot more Shechva Zera that comes out. So we say Shechva Zera is also Mitame because there's Ziva in there. Why isn't it Batel Barov? So the Mordechai comes up with the Yisod that anything that is Mi'urav, Bitchilas Taroves, Anything that comes in, or betchilas yitziraso, anything that is comes into the world in a mixture, that's not batel. What's bittel? Bittel is, like the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, where you have a little milchix and it got mixed into a little fleishix. You have a little truma and it got mixed into a little, it gets mixed into a lot of chulin. That's bittel. Bittel is where you have two items and one gets mixed into the other one. But if you have something that betchilas yitziraso, it was already betar roves, so bittel doesn't apply there. That's the chiddush of the Mordechai. And that's why the ziva and the shechva zera, they both are notzar in the Zav's body, so by the time it comes out, it's already Betarovas. By the time it comes into the world, it's Betarovas already. So therefore, Bittel doesn't work. We don't have the Misora that Bittel should work in that case. Okay, that is the, there are a couple of exceptions to Bittel, where it's Nikar. Right, then also we say Bittel doesn't take place. If I could see, if there are a bunch of Franks, a bunch of hot dogs, and one of them is non-kosher, and the rest are kosher, and I can see which one is non-kosher, we don't say Bittel works. If Nikar is Yisr, we have to take out the Yisr. And Bittel doesn't work. There are exceptions to Bittel. So the Marcheshes Poisea, that maybe the Rambam is bothered by the same question as the Mordechai. In our Gemara, Mei Raglayim, right, let's say the Svara would be the Gemara. Our Gemara quotes a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk telling me? So suggests the Mordechai, says to Marcheshes, maybe the Rambam understands that the Pasuk is there to answer the Mordechai's kasha. Why? The Mordechai's kasha is, again, shouldn't there be Bittel? So again, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with Meiraglayim and Ziva. So why don't we say that, why didn't the Gemara say that the Ziva is Bittel of the Meiraglayim? Maybe that's exactly how the Rambam understands the Pasuk. The Pasuk is being Megala that it's not Bittel. He doesn't hold of the Mordechai Svara. Or maybe the Mordechai Svara is based on this pasuk. This pasuk of Zovo Tamei Vizos is teaching me, L'Rabbas Meir Aglayim L'Tzoma, to tell me what? To tell me that the Ziva in the Meir Aglayim shouldn't be Batel. It's not Meir Aglayim per se. But the issue is that a Ma'ayan itself? But that's how the Marchesha suggests that's why the Rambam quotes the Svara, even though the Gemara quotes the pasuk, because maybe the Rambam thinks that the pasuk is being Megala the Svara. Okay. That's the lundis of the Mar Cheshes. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line or so. So we said that Dam, that Tziosi Ama, will reject Upshlag the Kalvachomer, and therefore you need a Pasuk. So Dam Ayosi Bipi Ama Minalan, Ditar. So how do you know that? How do you know that Dam that comes, we had the rules before, but we didn't have a Makar yet. How do I know that Dam that comes out of the male Zav, Mina alon detar. How do I know that dama comes out? It's tahar. Detanya yachol yehi dama yosi mipiv miumipia ama tamei. And I might think that dama comes out of his mouth or that comes out of his aver. Mipia ama tamei. And I might think that's tamei by azov. Tamalomar zovo tamei who. Who is always an exclusionary word. Who tamei vein dam hayosi mipiv umpia ama tamei ala tahar. Special drasha excluding the dam the efachana. How do I know to include Meiraglayim and exclude Dam? Maybe I should do the opposite. Maybe I should include Dam and exclude Meiraglayim. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Dumya de Rok. No, we say it's similar to Rok, Ma Rok, and the Rok is Tame. So, Ma Rok, Shemis Agel V'yotze, just like Rok is Mis Agel V'yotze, saliva and phlegm. We said all of the ones that were included on the previous daf, on Nunhei. Right, saliva and phlegm, that first gathers misagal v'yotze, before a person spits it out. It's not that saliva or phlegm, it doesn't dribble out of a person's mouth. Drip, drip, drip. No, a person gets a certain amount in their mouth, and then they spit it out. Right, it's misagal v'yotze. Saf kosher misagal v'yotze. So too, what's included in the tumah of a zav, of the liquids that come out, only at something that is misagal v'yotze. Yotza dam, she'en misagal v'yotze. Excluding dam, that it is not misagal v'yotze, blood just comes out. It doesn't gather first and then come out. Blood comes out once there's a cut. So therefore, or even not, even out of the amas. That's why it is excluded. That's why we include meiraglayim and we exclude dam. Right, the Rashi says in the second skinny line, dam ein misagel v'yotze. Techiasa kama kama nafik. Right, when dam is ready to come out, it comes out. Good. Says, let's just finish a little more, and then we'll make a comment. Vahare chalav sheba isha. What about the chalav isha? Right, the milk of a zava. Shemisagel v'yotze. Milk also, right, gathers in the dot of the woman before it comes out. V'yomar mar cholav shebi'isha betabi tumas mashkin in avolo tumachamura. Aye, the cholav of an isha v'zava, that's not one of the serious liquids coming out. So the question is, why not? It's misagal v'yotze. So why is it only metame tumas mashkin, but it's not metame tumachamura? If the rule is all liquids that are misagal v'yotze are included in the liquids that are tamei v'zav, so why don't we say milk also? Say Elam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, you have to modify the rule a little bit more. Dumya derok, similar to rok in two ways. Ma rok, misagal v'yotze, v'chozer v'nivla. Rok is gathers before it goes out, but also if it doesn't go out, it gets reabsorbed. The chozer v'nivla, it could just get reabsorbed if it doesn't go out of the body. Of course, sometimes a person has a certain amount of phlegm, and they swallow it, but it gets reabsorbed into the inside of one's mouth. So af kol misagal v'yotze v'chozer v'nivla. So too, the liquids that are included in the tuma are A, they're misagal v'yotze, they gather before they go out, and they're chozer v'nivla, and it will get reabsorbed. Yasa dam she'ina misagal v'yotze. Dam is excluded because it's not misagal v'yotze. You have to have both. And dam, though it is reabsorbed, but it's not misagal v'yotze, but yasa cholav, and cholav is excluded, she'bi'isha, she'alavisha misagal v'yotze, ino chozer v'nivla. Right, it's not chozer v'nivla. Once the milk is ready to come out, it doesn't go back in. It must be expressed by the woman. Period. V'neilef mi zovo. So going back, so why don't we just learn it out from zovo that these can be tamei ma zovo she'ein misagal v'yotze u'metamei afko ziva itself zovo the ziva. It's not misagal v'yotze, and yet it is metame. So why don't we just reject this whole rule and learn it from Ziva, not from the original source, Dumya Darok. So Amar Rava, no, mizalva lekel amelef, shekein hagorim tumalachirim. The Ziva itself, the liquid of the Zav that comes out to make him a Zav, he cannot be a malamed, a model. Why? Because that liquid is different, because that's what makes him a Zav in the first place. And therefore that's more chomer than any other liquid. None of the other liquids, Meiraglayim and Dam Bechulu, make him a Zav. Only the Ziva makes him a Zav, so that might have different rules, that have more Chama rules. So that's Metamehim, even though it's not Misagal V'yotze, but all the others have the rules of either Misagal V'yotze and the requirement of Chozer V'nivla. Good. One Ha'ara, I saw, again, related to Misagal V'yotze, so the Rashi quoted that Meiraglayim, right, Rashi on the first couple of skinny lines, misagav yotzei is misasef harbei ke'echad v'yacharkach yotzei. You go in rok, umei raglayim v'shechvazera. Those three liquids are misagel, gather inside, meaning a person has to go to the bathroom. So it's misagel, the yotzei. Right before it comes out, it is gathered up. Interesting question, she'ela, Rav Zilberstein was asked in the Chashuk Echemed, she'ela, a person has a certain type of stomach issue. And he's sovel mishil shulim b'shavs haboker. He has some type of diarrhea. She'ela. V'ladas harofe, refuaso lisapik. And the doctor tells him that part of his healing is not to go to the bathroom every second that he feels that he has the urge to go to the bathroom. Part of it might be psychological, so he should, quote unquote, hold it in at some points. Ula'at la'at, and in that way, slowly, the bladder and the other parts of his body, his intestines, will become a little stronger, and he will, Be'ez Hashem, have a refuah. Ha'im mutulo lehispalo shmon esrei b'matzav kazeh. Is he allowed to daven shmon esrei? We know the halacha is, b'shmon esrei, you're not allowed to daven, if you have to go to the bathroom. Ba'al t'shaksu. It's machlokas, 2 days in the Ritva and Maseches Makas, whether that's an Issa d'Oraisa or an Issa d'Rabbanan. But you're not allowed to daven when you have to go to the bathroom. So this person has medical orders not to go to the bathroom when he has to go to the bathroom. Always. So kesheinu yachol lahamid atzmo shir parsa. Study a sheila mitzad echad yesh lomar shekiva sheinu yachol lahamid atzmo asur lo lispalo. Not on the one hand, because he feels like he has to go, so he can't daven. Umitzad sheini, or on the other hand, yesh makom mitzadeh, there's svar to say, since mitzad adin v'nishmartim alav l'nafsho seichem, he has a chiyah from the doctor not to go to the bathroom, at least to hold it in to a certain level, imken yosh lomar, this isn't a violation of standing in front of Hashem in an improper way, because this is what he's supposed to do. The doctor's telling him to do this. It's not a violation of gufnaki for hikon. So, says Rav Zilberstein, right, it's the issue of Misagel v'yotzei. You're allowed to hold it in and let it be Misagel for a longer amount of time than we normally do. So, says Rav Zilberstein that the Isser to daven when one is out of the bathroom is learned different in the Gemara in Brachas. Is it appropriate to be standing there in front of Hashem in a disgraceful way? Therefore, in that case, he would be able to daven. That wouldn't be a violation, even though it is misagel v'yotze inside of him. Okay, so that is the chashuke chemed of the day. Now we continue. Two dots. The Hasheretz, next on the list. Back in the beginning of the Mishnah. This is Perek Damanida. Nun Dalad Mabes. The Mishnah said that a Sheretz is Metame when it is Lach and not Yavish. Right? A recently dead Sheretz. Recently dead Sheretz. Amrei Shlakish. Rishlakish though has a Chiddush. Sheretz she Yavash v'shuldo kayem is Tame. The rule in the Mishnah that a sheretz is only matami when it's moist, is only when you don't have a whole sheretz there. If you have a whole sheretz that's dried out, its skeleton, sheldo kayemes, its whole form is still kayam, tame, it's tame, even though it is dried out. Didn't we just say, though, that is only matame when it is moist, and not yavesh? So I'm Reb Zero, lokasha, haba kulan haba mixasan. Well, that's the difference. It depends if you have the whole sheretz there or only part of a sheretz there. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, Amar Yisrael Rebbe Bisna, Amar Shemen Yochai, Bohem, that word is used by Shratzim and Shmini, they will make you tame in them. Yochol Bekulon, you might think you have to have the whole sheretz there. Tamalomar Mayhem, and he also uses the word Mayhem. E Mayhem, Yochol Bimiksasan, you might think that even Miksas, Tamalomar Bohem. So it says Bohem, which means the whole sheretz. So okay, so what is it? Partial or whole? Kan Bala, Kan Biyavesh. So it depends. Lach and Yavesh. If it's Miksas, then it has to be Lach. If it's the whole thing, then it could even be Yavesh. Period. Omar Rava. Hani zvuge de mechuza. The zvuge. What are zvuge of mechuza? Rashi says, v'hu tsav. Which usually, we usually translate as a turtle. Or a toad. Tsav. So different, there's modern translations of tsav. Again, as I said, modern Hebrew is turtle. And we'll see in a minute whether that is the case here in the Gemara. So either way, some type of animal. Hani zvugi de mechuza, ki shulda kayem es tamein, when their shell is kayem tamei, it's one of the shmona shratzim, a tzav. We're just not 100% sure what it is, so we translate tzav in a certain way, but we're not sure of any of the shratzim, bevadaos, what exactly, which they are, lemaisa. But either way, these zvugi de mechuza, when their shell is kayem tamei, right, because it's a whole sheretz. V'yam reish lakish, sheretz shen nisra fishulda kayem es tamei. Reish lakish not only says if it's all dried out, but if it's burned. If you have a burned sheretz and a shalotus kaim, it's also tamei. Meisve, is that really true? We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Taharos, which we had back in the first parak. Here Nida quoted earlier, Nimsa sheretz saruf al gabi azesim. If you find a burned sheretz on a bunch of olives, and the question is, it's totally burned. So if it's totally burned, we're saying, well, it's not mitame the olives now, but maybe when it went onto the shratzim, it wasn't burned yet. So we don't know. V'chein matlis hamehuha. Also a worn out, totally tattered rag that was known to be tamei that is on the olives now. And you don't know if it got worn out, tattered, before it became in this state or afterwards. So taharin, so we can assume taharin. Why should call it tameos? Because shas metziyason. Because anything that you find, you go by shas metziya. Right now it is not metame, so too you can assume it's not metame. But what do you see from that Mishnah? Mishnah sounds like the assumption is that even if it is, once it is saruf, it's not metame anymore. And Reish Lakish said that it is metame, even if it's saruf. So Amar Reb Zeira, again, lokasha, habakulana, habimiksasan. If you have the whole sheretz there, said even if it is saruf, habimiksasan, said it would not be metame. Titania, the Raisa again says, Amar Reb Yitzchak, bar bisna, brebi bisna, mishim Reb Shimon ben Yochai, bohem, yachab akulan, tamalomar mehem, imehem, yachab imiksasan, tamalomar bohem. So is it whole, is it part? Haketzad, kan besaruf, kan b'she'eino sarif. Good. Again, the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Shar Avos Hatumos, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, where this is quoted, in Shar Avos Hatumos, Dalet Yud Beis, B'sar HaSheres, Shenifsad, V'hivish, V'nifsad, Milach HaLakelev Tor, if it's totally, but the B'sar of HaSheres becomes putrefied, it's not even Rav Achilas Kelev, so then it is Tahar. Yavish Ad Shenasek HaCheres, if it gets dried out, if you have a Sheres that's totally dried out, again, Halacha L'maisa. We don't think of these things. Here you bana based on Migdash today, and then we're going to have to know if we're walking in the street, and by mistake I step on a sheretz, or I touch a sheretz, or whatever it is, or I touch a sheretz, and then a sheretz that dies, I find it on my food, right? But it's dried out. So yavei tachanasek acheres. So if it's dried out, we say it is tahor. V'afilu, like our Mishnah says, right? Our Mishnah says that the sheretz has to be lach. V'afilu koch letzvei meinu matami. B'medvar mamurim b'miksas hasheretz. When do we say that a sheretz yavesh is tahor only by part of a sheretz? Avol sheretz se yavesh v'shildo kayam. But a sheretz that is dried out, but its whole skeleton is whole. Oshen nisraf v'shildo kayam, or it's burns, like we just had. Says the Rambam, Hoel v'tavnis kulo omedes, since its whole structure is still here. Harezeh v'tame, it's tame. But there on the Rambam has five words. V'karov be'enai, shetuma zemi divrehem. It appears to me, it's close in my eyes, that this is tuma di rabbanon. Karov be'enai, that this is tuma mi divrehem. That is the language of the Rambam here in Halacha Yud Dalin. Says the Kesem Mishnah, I don't know why he says this. Kara Beinai. It's based on a pasuk. Avagav the Gemara Maisi Law Mikra Mashmal Rabbeinu Dasmachta Bealmahi. It must be the Rambam understands the pasuk as an asmachta. Tekiva Shenis Yabish Kol Kach Harayuka Afar. Avo Bishishildo Kaya Mel Shachamim Gazu Botuma. The Rambam must understand this as a Durabban. If you read our Gemara, it sounds Daraisa. But Kara Beinai. Unless you say the Sfas Emes suggests maybe the Kara Beinai is only going on Nisraf. On the second half of the line, not on the yavesh. Okay, but the Rambam, interestingly, more common is the language of the Rambam of nirali. Nirali, sometimes the Rambam adds that, and that's what we know. It's not based on any source. I have to figure out exactly what's the difference between the Rambam's nirali and the Rambam's karov be'enai. The Rambam has a karov be'enai, just to mention, two other places right here in Taurus. The Rambam has a karov be'enai. In Shar Avos Hatumos, this we've quoted before, two pages before. The Rambam has by Shchitas Akum. Shchitas Akum, the Rambam Paskins, is a nevela for non-Jew shechts. So a non-Jew is not allowed to shecht. It's treif. Even if I'm watching a non-Jew shecht, and he does it perfectly, I'm not allowed to eat from that shchita. So the Rambam, but the question is it metame mishum nevela? It might be treif, but does it have tumas nevela? So the Rambam says, Shchitas Nakri nevela umetame b'masa. It has tumas nevela. That's the Rambam. Shchidas Nachri. V'karov be'enai? There it is again. Shav zemi divrei sofrim. I think that's derabanan. Think if a non-Jew shechs on a daraisa level, it's not nevela. Wow. Right? Even though shchidas akum is not allowed. No. Mi daraisa, it's metar mi de nevela. Why? Shahare tumas avodah zara. V'tumas tikrovas avodah zara mi divreiyem. V'bila avodah zara v'chulu ikos esvara. V'yim tomar. And then the Rambam has the crucial line that Reb Chaim picked up on. V'yim tomar. This is in, if you want to look it up, Beis Yud, in Shara Vosatuma. V'yim tomar v'halo hi asura b'achila din Torah. But it's also daraisa to eat. So if shchita zakam, that's daraisa to eat, shouldn't we say that it's also mitami tumas nevela? Daraisa? So the Rambam says, why? Lo kal ha'asur ba'achila mitame. Not everything that's also to eat is mitame. After all, shahare trefa. If a Jew shechts, it's a perfect shchita, but it had the animal has a hole in the lung, the animal's missing a foot, whatever, it's a trefa. Asura is also to eat, and it's not metame, trefa is not metame. And so therefore, don't be metame that the shchitas akum is metar midin nevela daraisa. So the Rambam here compares nevela and trefa. This is one of Reb Chaim's rayas that we mentioned last week, Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel, of the connection between nevela and trefa, that the Reb Chaim assumes that it's shem isser echad, nevela and trefa, even though we sometimes assume it's two different things, he assumes that nevela and trefa are really isser echad, and this is one of the rayas that he quotes, that the Rambam feels the need to quote as a basis for shchitas akum, not being metami nevela daraisa, trefa. Both of them are aser b'achila to eat araisa and not mitame mishub nevela. Okay, there's another karav be'inai nochas kalim at the beginning and olive gimel. Maybe we'll mention that at the end if we have more time. Number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention is related to tzav. Related to tzav. So the one of the shrasim here quoted is the zvuge to mechuzah, one of the eight shrasim. There are more than eight shrasim that are aser to eat. All shrasim are aser to eat. But there are eight shrasim that are also mitame. They're also avatuma. Those are the eight listed in Shmini. One of them is tzav. But we assume, we translate modern Hebrew, tzav as a turtle, but we're really not sure what a tzav is. The Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who makes this point regarding trapping, tzeda on Shabbos. Which animals are subject to tzeda daraisa, which are subject to tzeda darabanan? That is an important discussion. Maybe we'll have a daf be'in shir about that. But the halacha is only something that needs to be trapped is subject to the daraisa of trapping. And Isser Tzeda Menatzora, Ella, I'm reading the Shmir Shabbos in Perach of Zayin, Ella im ken yotzer as Baalei Chayim, l'makom shebo einu on mechusar tzeda. If an animal was mechusar tzeda, it was not trapped, and now I trap it, so then it's going to be tzeda daraisa, like a deer, or like any other animal that's running away, a bird. Those are also subject to tzeda. But animals that basically are easily trappable, they don't really move too much. So that's not tzeda daraisa. If you have a cow, Pasha is a cow that's subject to tzeda daraisa. A cow's not going to run away from a person. Right? A cow. Bale chayim beiti, she'ein darko lihishamet, mitachas yada adam. Right? Animals that are tame, that usually don't run away from a person. Habalitoso sokon, bakar vatzon, ein bo mishum isur tzeda. There's no isur tzeda. There's no isur there. Umutu lagashal arefes o ladir v'lamo b'fanav amanasli yikanis l'mum t'komo. You could somehow use strategies in order to get them into a fenced in area. Because that subject, they're not subject to the Isser of Tzeda. And he continues later on in Os Mem Hey. Ba'ale Chayim Ka'ela, She'im Baminam Tzeda, Hainu, She'binakel Efshar Lekachtam, Bein Darkon Levroach, animals that are easily trappable, Kigon Hanemala, V'Hatsav, like ants and turtles, Loshayach Behem Isser Tzeda. There's no Isser Tzeda by these animals. Because what? A turtle's not going to run away, right? That's known as the tortoise and the hare. Aval asur lakachtam biyadayim shem isur muksa. They're muksa. All animals are muksa on Shabbos. But there's no isur tzeda. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, he quotes here in the footnotes that we're at the end of Kufnun Dalet here. Shlomo Zalman says that, let me just find it, that it must be that the tzav in our day and age must not be the tzav that they had. He says, Mishum kach nira, de mistaber, shagam tzav ha'amur batorah, hu lo masha anu karim tzav, shari hu holech ma'od la'at. Right, it goes very slowly. And we know that the Gemara talks about the shratzim being subject to the malacha of tzeda. So therefore, it must not be the tzav that we know of. He also talks about, what if you have an animal that, b'mahus, is a trappable animal, but it's sick or it's sleeping. You have a sleeping deer, you have a sleeping rabbit. So are those, so to say this, so do you go by the mahus of the animal, or do you go by the state the animal is in now? Interesting shaila that the Shmir Sabbath here talks about. Again, that's an all in Perek of Zion, which is the Perek about dealing with animals on Shabbos. Okay, we continue. We are a couple of the third to last skinny line. Metame lachim, so the shratzim are metame lach, and not metame, or the whole list. The whole list, besides the first one, the list are only metame lach and not metame yavish. So metame lachim, zov dechsev. How do I know all these things are metame only lach, only when they are moist? Zov dechsev ror bisaro. Keicho v'neo v'roko dechsev ki yarok hazov kein rok. That's to be similar to rok, which is liquid. Sheretz bimosam amarachmana kein misa. Similar to they were when they died. Shechva zera haruya lahazria. Shechva zera only when it's ruya lahazria, which means it is moist and it is still able to impregnate. Like we had earlier, this shechva zera only has that status of shechva zera when it is ruya lahazria. We had the other definitions earlier, or when it is yorek kachetz. We discussed this regarding hilchas yibum and hilchas discussing whether it's a sirta mum within a person in terms of getting married. Okay, that was real as real. We discussed that earlier. Nevela dechsev. How do I know nevela dechsev? Kiyamos kein misa. Good. How do you determine whether something is moist or something is dry? So the Mishnah had said that if you could soak it and it will regain its moist state, so then it is considered, it's considered lach. It doesn't have to be lach right now, even if it's yavesh, but if you would soak it, kamish, you would be shorei, but poshrin, the Mishnah said, meis leis, for 24 hours, you would put it in lukewarm water, so then that would be good enough. So, ask the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, tchilas of a sofa b'poshrin, does it have to be at that temperature, poshrin, throughout the 24 hours, in order for it to be, to have that test? O dilma, tchilas of a b'shein sofa. What do we say? At least it has to be poshrin when the 24 hours start. But at the end of the 24 hours, even if it's not poshrin, it's a good test. And Rashi points out that this is a kula, because there might be something that would become moist again if it was poshrin the entire time. Because warm water affects something more than cool water. So this is a kula. Would we be allowed to rely on the fact that even if it's cool at the end of the 24 hours, as long as it doesn't become moist again, it is not metame. So toshma, says the Braisa, the Tanya, Kami Hishriyasan, Biposhrin, Yehuda ben Nakusa Omer, Me'es la'es tchilaso, Afapishain sofo. So he says it explicitly. Even though it's not warm at the end of the 24 hours, it's good enough, so that is lakula. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, Srichem, Shiyu Poshrin, Me'es la'es. Okay, Machlokas Tanoim. Next, Rav Yossi Omer, Bisar Ames Vachulu. Rav Yossi argues on the halacha of the Tanakama. The Tanakama said in the Mishnah that both Dam Hanida and Besar Hames are Metame Lach and Yavesh, and Rabbi Yossi says no, Besar Hames is only Metame Lach. Omar Shmuel, Tahar Milatami Bekezais. Rabbi Yossi, when he says, if it's Yavesh, it is not Tamei, so that only means it's Tahar Milatami Bekezais. That means it's not considered Besar Hames in terms of Kizayis. Aval Matami Tumas Rekev. But Tumas Rekev, it is Matami. Remember we had Tumas Rekev earlier in the Masechta. Tumas Rekev means the rot. What happens to a mace when it starts rotting, that's Tumas Rekev. That is Tame also. A certain amount of Tumas Rekev, Mali Tarvad Rekev, a spoonful of Rekev, is also Matame Avatuma for a mace. We did discuss then that Tumas Rekev only applies when it is pure. When it is pure. What does pure mean? It means when somebody is buried arum in a certain material of a coffin. If he's buried, that's why Tumas Rekev generally wouldn't come up. If somebody's buried in what we do, tachrichin, so then it wouldn't have Tumas Rekev. Because that would be, remember the word we had, gangilon. Gangilon was whenever there is an external item that's with the mace, as the mace is starting to decompose, so then that would not create Tumas Rekev. And we had the amazing line of the Rugged Shover, that when the Rugged Shover went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, well, you have kidney stones, his immediate reaction was, wow, would that create Tumas Rekev? Or would that be Gangilon? Meaning now it's inside of him, but it came from an external source. So Lamaisa, we don't know what the Rugged Shover answered, but Lamaisa, we said, L'chora, it is Matami Tumas Rekev. What? Because let's say a person eats something before they die. That's considered part of them, right? Then there would never be Tumas Rekev if you don't go by what was imbibed or ingested by a person. So that was the Tumas Rekev discussion we had earlier. Anyway, Tanya Mihalki, finishing up to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Besar HaMeis, Yavesh, Vein Yachol L'shros, V'lachsor Kamo Shehaya, Besar HaMeis, that cannot become rejuvenated with soaking it. Tarmi latame kizayis avotame tumas rekev. So what Shmuel said about Rabbi Yossi Shita is explicit in a brisa that Rabbi Yossi says it. Good. And Rashi says in this case, what is tumas rekev? It would be metame, maga, masa, and ohel. That is Rashi here. Kuvayger notes that elsewhere, not all the sources say that about Tumas Rekev, but Rashi at least says that here. Good, says the next Mishnah. Once we're on the topic of other Tumas, so we get into Chazakos. Sheretz, this gets us back to the first sugi in this Masechta. When you find Tuma, how far back do you attribute that this Tuma was here? So two cases. Hasheret shenimsa b'mavui. This was quoted there, back on Daf Gimel. If you find a dead sheret in an alleyway, and we don't know when the sheret came into the alleyway, and was metame items in the alley, metame l'mafreya, it goes back in time in Tuma. Achi yomar, until a person could say, badaktis amavui azev alohaya bo sheretz. Until the last time that the street was checked, that the sheretz was not there. Until that time, you have to assume tame. O achas kibud, or until the last time it was swept. Right, because we assume if it was swept, then it would have been swept away, and it wouldn't be there. That is part one. Part two, v'chein kesem, similarly, shenim sabachalik, if a woman finds a stain on a shirt of hers, she doesn't know when that stain came from, when is the kesem from, until she could say, I checked this chalik, and there was no kesem, oh, on shaz hakibos, or going back to the last time she did laundry. And the Rambam points out, we mentioned this again in the beginning of the Masechta, it's ironic that sometimes ksamim could make a woman more tamei going back than a re'iyah. Ksamim is only drabanan, and a re'iyah is daraisa. But at least on a drabanan level, ksamim could be worse, because at least a re'iyah, you know when the re'iyah took place. And you know proximity, then how far back would we say the re'iyah occurred. But ksamim could be even worse. Right? That's the Rambam and Mari Kirkus makes that ha'ara in Matame Mishkav Umoshav. I think it is in Gimel Zayin. Good. Let us continue. Good. Says the Gemara. Also, remember, this Gemara came up back on Dav Gimel. The Gemara says, why don't we assume Cheskas Tara? There's a Cheskas Tara of the Mavui, Cheskas Tara of the Taurus involved. So this is, the Gemara said that this is an example of Tarti L'Reyasa. That was the important sugya on Dav Bez and Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet. Earlier, Tarti L'Reyasa, because you also have the Tumah of the Sheretz, and it's here right now, and you assume, note that there's Tumah right now, so it's like a case of Tarti L'Reyasa. The Shratzim of this alleyway, the Shratzim of the whole world that could have come in here, the Gemara said this is like a case of Tarti L'Reyasa. Good. Yibayla, who says the Gemara, what does it mean that you can go back to the last time it was swept? Achas HaKibud Cheskaso Baduk Odilma Cheskaso Mischabed. Do we assume that the sweeper checks and that's why there's a chazaka? Or do we assume no? Not a question of checking, just a question of when you sweep. People sweep the whole area. So that would be good enough. Umaynafkimina, what's the difference between cheskaso baduk or cheskaso miskabed? Da amar kabed v'labaduk. If the guy says, well, I swept, but I didn't check. So iyamar cheskaso baduk halo baduk. If it's an issue of checking, then this is not good enough. Iyamar cheskaso miskabed ha miskabed. If you say it is chazaka that it was swept and that's all you need, so it was swept, period. Inami, or another answer given. Another nafkamina is dishtakech baguma. What if it's found, the sheretz is found in a hole, in a pothole? So, again, iyamar cheskaso baduk, if you say that it's checked, so hamanda baduk, baguma nami baduk. People who check would check in the hole also. Iyamar cheskaso miskabed, but if you say it's usually cheskaso miskabed, so guma lo miskabed, so a hole might not have been swept properly. And therefore, we say that that would be another nafkamina. So the two nafkaminas are, number one, if a guy says, I didn't check, and number two, a case where there is a hole. Next, similar discussion, similar shaka v'tarya, v'chein now third line, v'chein akesem, v'chulu. Ibailu, says the Gemara, achas kibus, cheskaso baduk. So when we say, you go back to the last time she knew there wasn't a stain, or the last time she did laundry. So, says the Gemara, Ibailu, achas kibus, cheskaso baduk. Do we assume that women do checking? Not when they put in the laundry, they check, and that's what it means, chas kibus, odoma cheskaso miskabe. So we say, no, the laundry itself would have gotten it out. Lamai nafgamina, again, what's the nafgamina? Da'amar kibis v'lo baduk. If somebody says, I did the laundry, but I didn't check. So iyamar cheskaso baduk. If you say cheskaso baduk, halo baduk. Well, they didn't check, so it wouldn't be good enough. Iyamar cheskaso miskabes, on miskabes. If you say cheskaso miskabes, that the washing itself, some miskabes, it was checked. Number one. Number two, nafkamina, similar. Inami dishtakha besitra. It's found in like a corner of a fold. Just like before, and we said it was found in the hole. So iyamar cheskaso baduk. If you say it's the chazaka of just being baduk itself, so manda baduk besitra nami baduk. If you're checking the garment, so you check even in the fold. So iyamar cheskaso miskabes, besitra lo miskabes. But if it's just the washing itself, sometimes there are areas of a beged, sometimes a sock that was rolled up in the laundry will remain dirty when it comes out because it wasn't unfolded. So yeah, it's exactly this point. Besitra lo miskabes, so the corner might not have been washed, even if the whole baguette was washed. So what do we hold about this? Cheskaso baduk or cheskaso miskabes or cheskaso swept. So what do we hold? So Tashma says the Gemara de Tanya. Amar Rabbi Meir, Mibnei Ma, Amar HaSheretz, Shinim Sabah Mavim, Mitaim Elam Afreya. Why do we say that the Sheretz fan goes back? Ach Yomar Badakti, Asamavi Azevalo, Hayabo Sheretz, O Achas HaKibud. Why do we say that? Mipnei, Shecheskas, Bnei Yisrael, Botkin Mavose, and Bashas Kibudehen. Because sweepers check. If they didn't check, it's their fault. It's beforeish. It's chaskas obadik. Or mebnei ma amru kesem shenim sabachalik b'tam elam afreyatsha. And also, why do we say by kesem? That's found on the chalik. B'tam yatsha omer b'dakti yatsachalik v'lo hayibo kesem. Oh, achaz akibus. Why do we go back? Mebnei shechaskas. But notice you saw both goes chalukim. Both shows kebasein. Because the chazaki is that women check their shirts before they wash them to see. V'im lo batku if sidelam afreyas. You see, it's beforeish. To go by Cheskas Obadik. Rav Acha Amar, Rav Acha has another way to figure out whether it was here before or not. Tachzav et Chabsenu, wash it again now. Im Nidchem Mar Iso Biadua Shel Achar Kibus. If it gets lighter, then you know it came here after the previous washing. V'im Lav, and if not, Biadua Shel Avnei Kibus. But if not, you know it was there beforehand, if nothing changes. Rabbi Omer, right, it's a question that the with the girsa, you know for sure it was lefnei akibus if it doesn't come off, or at least you know it wasn't after. Interesting. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says no. Ein adom kesem shalachar akibus lekesem shalefnei akibus. Rabbi says sometimes there's a way to check by looking at it. Shezem maktiv zem maglid. Look if it's already totally balua in the shirt or it's a little bit on the surface. That way you'll be able to see if it was already washed yet or not. So shvamina, but either way, for that whole brisa, what do you see? Cheskaso baduk shvamina. You see, it's a question of checking at the time of the washing and at the time of the sweeping. Into halacha lamaisa, in terms of finding samim, and when a woman is assumed to have started spotting, Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yeridaya and Kuf Tzadik Memvav. Chaluk, based on the Rishonim here in our Gemara, Chaluk shalavashto b'imei nidasav, niskabes, v'chazor v'lavashto b'zman shi'itahar b'lo b'dika. She wore a shirt during her Yemei Nidus, and then it was washed, and then she wore it again when she was tahora, and then she found something. She found something on the shirt, right? Our case. So in niskabes, ayde Yisraelis, v'ena b'fanein alishol, if it was washed by a Jewish woman, and that woman is not here for us to ask whether this stain was there from before and didn't come out, Chazaka badakto bishas kibus ve'inotolebel. That is a chazaka that the Yisraelis checked it when she did the wash, and if there had been a stain, the Yisraelis koveses would have told the owner, and because she didn't, we assume the stain only came more recently afterwards. But if she is here and she says, shalom badakto, if she says, I did not check it, so then we're allowed to assume that it was here beforehand, which would cause problems for Tumetara, but cause solutions for an Isha with her husband. We'd like it to go earlier for an Isha with her husband, but we'd like to go later for Tumetara. So interesting. That is the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if you could figure it out because it's makir that it's on the surface, magdir versus maglid, then you could use that. Meaning all our Gemara is quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadik Mem Vav. The Rama quotes that there are, again, not everybody holds of this Rama, and the Minhag Olam possibly is not to. The Rama quotes in Kuf Tzadik Vav, in the Siman by Shiva Nekiyim, that sometimes we find a couple of more chumras by Ksamim in the first 3 days of Shiva Nekiyim. Generally, many poskim are, some poskim are more machmer by the Hefzik Tara, by certain colors, but even so, other poskim are not. But there's a Rama in Kuf Tzadik Vav that talks about maybe we'll be machmer by certain types of halachas of Ksamim in the first 3 days and versus the last 4 days, but that is not always assumed by all the poskim. Okay, that is related to some ksamim issues. Vaiter says the Gemara, Umetami bin lach v'chulu bin yavish. And the Mishnah goes back and says that Metami lach and yavish. Amar Abelazar, lo shanu ela sheretz. This only applies by a sheretz, right? This is what we just said. That the, in this last Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, I'm sorry, I skipped that. Right? I didn't, Umetame, go back to the Mishnah for a minute. Right? Some of you out there might have caught that. Umetame bein lach bein yavesh. Right? Going back to the previous Mishnah on the bottom. It's betame lach and yavesh. Both of these, the kesem and the sheretz. Rabbi Shimon Omer, hayavesh betame lo mafreya, v'alach in umetame ela achas sheyeyocho lach zavlios lach. Yavesh. No, Rabbi Shimon says, no, yavesh betame lo mafreya. And because then it could be older, lach is not metame, because if it's lach now, you know it's more recent. So it's only metame until the time that you can go back. Actually, yochel lach of lios lach, until the time that I can say, well, it came here, and it's still moist. So the Tanakam and Reb Shimon argue at the end of the Mishnah. So our Gemara now is commenting on that machlokes. Umetame bein lach ve'yavish v'chulu, amar belazar, lo shanu ela sheretz. This line of the Tanakama is only referring to the sheretz. Lach and Yavesh, as we said before, that a sheretz is betame whole, even if it is Yavesh. But a kesem is matamer l'mafreya, even lach. Emer yavi shaya umayinaf lolei. But a kesem would be matamer l'mafreya, because we'll say, oh, maybe it was yavish before, and water fell in it, it became moist again. So Gemara says, Sheretz nami emer yavish hayo mayin afal olei. Why don't you say the same thing by Sheretz? Maybe it was dried out, and water fell on it. So the Gemara says, no, imisa da hachiyu imartute imartit. If water had fallen on the Sheretz, it would have totally come apart. And therefore, we don't assume, right, the Tosfos of Rashi here says, ilu naflu mayim alayim kol kach, asha chazar lios lach, if so much water fell on it, that it liquefied it again, it gave it moisture again, haya nimra finifrach, it would fall apart. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Says the Mishnah, kalak samim abayim rekem taharim, all stains that are found from rekem are tar, because we assume rekem is all full of non-Jews, and non-Jews samim are not tamei. Rabbi Yehuda mitamei, Rabbi Yehuda gerim v'tawim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they are tamei, because they're gerim there. And they're Tohim, they make mistakes, but they're Jewish, and therefore their Ksamim will be Tameh. Next halacha, Habanei Avdikachavim Tohim. But everybody agrees, if you know Vade, that it came from a non-Jew, Tohar. Meaning, even though we're Gozer Tumah on a non-Jew, Zava V'chulu, we had this at the beginning of Parak Benos Kusim, back on Lama Gimel. So, but if you know for sure that it's a Kesem from a guy where it's Tohar, we're only Gozer on Re'ios of a guy and not on the Ksamim of a non-Jew. Mibein Yisrael, Mibein HaKusim, if it's found between the Jews and the Kusim, Rabbi Meir Metameh V'chamim Tarim. Rabbi Meir says Tameh, if you found a Kesem of Jew and Kusi. And the Chachamim say Tar, why? Because they're not Chashud on their Ksamim. What exactly does that mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. By the way, we'll start with the Gemara tomorrow as we continue our march. As tomorrow we start the eighth parak, Hashem, Haroah Kesem, where we get into very halakha l'maisa elements of Ksamim. The last parak, Haroah Kesem, has all the different halachas related to Ksamim, as we have discussed already a little bit, but comes up a lot on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here. And again, remember, the Siyum, August 1st, Thursday night, 7:30, will be Mincha. That's when we'll be starting in Beth Abraham in Bergenfield.